AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. is unlikely to accept Iran's offer to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. A deal does not include Iran ending its nuclear program. The close of the strait has sent oil prices soaring. Meantime, the United Arab Emirates says it's leaving the OPEC oil cartel starting Friday. The AP's John Gambrell reports it further weakens the cartel.
Qatar, another Gulf Arab nation, withdrew a couple of years ago. It's also faced a real challenge from the United States, which now produces over 13 million barrels of crude oil alone. That's even more than Saudi Arabia, the heavyweight of OPEC within that cartel.
President Trump is greeting King Charles at the White House. He says it seems ironic on the country's 250th anniversary to host the king of the country that split with the U.S. in 1776.
Long before Americans had a nation or a constitution, we first had a culture, a character, and a creed. Before we ever proclaimed our independence, Americans carried within us the rarest of gifts, moral courage, and it came from a small but mighty kingdom from across the sea.
The king will speak later to Congress. The visit comes at a challenging moment for U.S.-UK relations. President Trump's up-and-down relationship with Prime Minister Keir Starmer has taken a sour turn as the president has sought to rally international support for the war in Iran. Former NBA player and assistant coach Damon Jones has become the first person to plead guilty in a gambling sweep that led to the arrests of more than 30 people, including reputed mobsters. General Motors is expecting a $500 million tariff refund after the Supreme Court struck down some of President Trump's most sweeping tariffs. Agents are serving search warrants in Minnesota in an ongoing federal fraud investigation of publicly funded social programs. This is AP News. The daughter of former FBI Director James Comey is getting the go-ahead to sue the government.
A judge says Maureen Comey can sue the Trump administration in federal court for firing her as a federal prosecutor in Manhattan, despite the government's efforts to get the case moved out of court and into an administrative proceeding. The judge noted the sole reason for her firing last year was Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which vests executive power in the president. Comey sued after her firing, contending she was improperly removed solely or substantially because her father is former FBI Director James Comey, a Trump foe he also fired. Julie Walker, New York.
A man accused of pledging allegiance to the Islamic State group and plotting to attack one of Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna nearly 2 years ago pleaded guilty as his trial was about to begin. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.